vegan, because we cannot accept brutality.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nossos programas oferecem vários idiomas. Acesse suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Before the withdrawal of the U.S. troops, President Trump had signed with them many conditions to protect the Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, as well as the related workers for the Americans. You have to protect them.
Yeah.
Not just leave them like that. And have to protect other international offices and workers and foreigners in Afghanistan as well.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olafese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Hola means hello in Spanish, the official language of Colombia. My name is Daniela. The free-spirited people of Colombia, thank you for offering your help and encouraging others during their time of need. Located at the northwestern tip of the continent, Colombia is known as the gateway to South America because it connects South America with Central and North America. The country's natural treasures include a Caribbean coastline with offshore islands and large protected coral reef areas, the mystical Andes Mountains, and the amazingly biodiverse Amazon rainforest. Amid the abundant gifts of nature are many uniquely picturesque Colombian communities. Jardín and Salento are just two examples of its classic pueblos, where visitors can enjoy distinctive architecture and a steaming cup of renowned Colombian coffee. Colombia is a laureate of Shining World Leadership Awards for good governance, protection, and compassion. The nation has been instrumental in offering assistance to people from neighboring countries, as well as in protecting animals. Colombia is also the proud birthplace of literary giant Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1982. Colombia's brilliant visual arts reflect the contributions of the region's ethnically diverse people spanning over 3,500 years. These include goldwork, pottery, stonework, sculpture, and painting. In addition, music and dance are an integral part of Colombian life, with colorful traditional dress that highlights celebrations and cultural festivals throughout the year. Thoughtful viewers, it was delightful to briefly introduce to you fascinating Colombia. May your lives be colorful and beautiful, just like Colombia's artistic culture. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Laozi, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, as well as many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Thank you. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Fur Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present a recent insightful phone conversation between Supreme Master Qinghai and a Supreme Master Television team member entitled, "People Need True, Strong, and Wise Leaders, Part 1 of 3, On Between Master and Disciples," given in English on August 16, 2021.
Master, right now people blame Biden for the fall of Afghanistan, but it was Trump who started the peace process with the Taliban for the withdrawal of the American troops.
Correct.
Is this Biden's fault, really?
Yeah, I think so, yes. Because it's not about the withdrawal, you know?
Yes.
It's just that Trump made it differently, and Mr. Biden, he did it with his own ego idea. Mm. That's why it went wrong. Mr. Trump, ex-President Trump, he signed a peace deal with the Taliban, but he made many conditions attached to protect the troops while they're withdrawing and the civilians who were in Afghanistan, as well as the people who work for the American troops. While they were there.
Yes.
And the people who work for the embassy as well as for the troops, like the interpreter here, even the cleaner, the driver, all these people have to be safe, have to be protected before the troops withdraw.
Right.
And the peace deal signed, the latest for the withdrawal, is signed for May 1st. If I remember correctly.
Yes,
but after Mr. Biden went to the office in the White House, you know, he made it different. He prolonged the withdrawal date.
Mm.
And meanwhile, the Taliban already warned the Americans that they have to keep their promise and withdraw on time. Or else, you see what I'm saying? Because Mr. Biden did not do according to schedule, so that gives them an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
To attack and to seize the moment and to seize the excuse to take over the government of Afghanistan and the capital, Kabul, for example.
Yes.
It's just one of their administration failures.
Mm.
One of a series of administration failures from from Biden, mm-hmm. because they just fell one after another.
Yeah.
They offended Russia for no reason. They made trouble with China, and they don't command respect from the international community. I have told you before already.
Yes.
When one of your brothers asked me a question, what would happen if Biden became president? Mm. I say, the international community will lose trust for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now it's like that. So many right. countries, the important negotiating countries, they don't respect Mr. Biden's authority. So Iran, for example, and Korea, China, Russia, I can't remember. And now Afghanistan, you see
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. It's not just about offending the head of state or the government of any country, but precisely Russia and China.
Yes.
These are the two giants, you know that, right?
Yes, they are.
And now if the president of America offends both of them, then they both will get together.
Right, it's powerful.
And the two giants get together, that make America seem smaller.
Yes, Master.
And weaker, just by the graphic image of it, okay?
Yes, exactly.
That's why a president of any country, or especially America, should never use undiplomatic ways to deal with foreign countries.
Yeah,
yeah?
Of course, yeah.
There are many ways to deal with that in political power and means. That's what I think. So it's just another failure in the series of foreign policies that they failed. Okay?
Right, yeah.
If they don't know how to lead, I think they just resign or...
Abdicate?
Abdicate. Yeah, because he's like a king, so he should abdicate, you know. Yeah, he has been in politics forever.
Yeah, it's true.
And
for
two times vice president. And this is the third time president, vice president, president, almost the same.
Yeah.
Almost like he rules the country and his party also.
Yes,
just because
true.
They don't concentrate on leading and thinking of what to do for the sake of other countries as well as the Americans. Mm-hmm. They just concentrate on hunting Trump and his supporters and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So they're occupied with the wrong thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's why. And also with Mexicans and other countries like Honduras and whatever, not from Latin America, they lure them into America and it's become a flop.
Right,
it's become
right.
a mess. And a lot of sickness and smuggling, human trafficking and drugs and pandemic was brought into America because of that.
Yeah.
Of the open border at the wrong time.
Exactly.
Wrong time and the wrong way.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of doing the way President Trump did before, just for ego's sake, just to win, just to show that they're in charge. They did differently and everything became all wrong.
Yeah, it is
It became
true.
All wrong. Internally and internationally.
Yes.
Before the withdrawal of the U.S. troops, President Trump has signed with them many conditions to protect the Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, as well as the related workers for the Americans. You have to protect them.
Yeah.
Not just leave them like that. And have to protect other international offices and workers and foreigners in Afghanistan as well.
Right.
That's the logical thing to do.
For sure.
Yes, anybody would think about that. You don't have to be a good politician to even know that.
Yes.
We had a conditions-based agreement, but we have the military there, and we take the military out before we took our civilians out, and before we took the interpreters and other, we want to try and help. But by the way, I'm America first, okay? The Americans come out first. But we're also going to help people that helped us. But can you imagine? Now, what we were going to do just very quickly is we were going to take the military out last, okay, last. The people were coming out. They were going to come out. But the agreement was violated, so I held things back because we weren't going to do anything. Again, conditions-based.
You protect people just like you protect your own family.
Right.
Yeah. If your family were in there, you would try first to think how to protect them.
Right.
So other Americans and other international people, you have to try to protect them first.
Yes.
Before you withdraw all the security forces out of that country.
Definitely.
Not just Americans, but international companies and offices and embassies and other soldiers, all the interpreters for different countries there as well, all the workers for international people and offices.
Yes, right.
In Afghanistan, they should have signed something to protect them first.
Yes, Master.
Instead of that, they delay the process to give the Taliban an excuse.
Mm.
Yeah, and don't have any protection for anybody.
Right.
Including Americans and workers in Afghanistan. So they scramble, they're flying all the way to the airport and waiting there. And the embassy people has to be lifted from the roof of the embassy.
Wow.
It's really a shame.
Yes.
They learn nothing from Vietnam.
Understand.
So what's the use of having a leader like that? Yeah? Just to harm your own people? That's why I told you they should resign. They should abdicate, all of them. All this group of Biden.
Yeah, Master, they should.
Yeah. Should have left Trump in the office. My humble, woman
yes.
opinion. Nobody listens anyway, just for you. Because before they withdraw, there must be a condition in the peace accord. Trump did all that to secure safety and peaceful withdrawal of his troops and his people and the people that worked for Americans as long as they were there. For 20 years long, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because they will be in danger also after the Americans left. Maybe they will be revenged upon.
Yeah.
You know, they might be tracked down and killed or imprisoned or whatever. Everybody is scared. It's normal like that.
Yes.
It's normal like that. Not many opposition enemies would tolerate the other side of the so-called enemies.
Right.
These humans, mostly if they can make war with each other, they don't have the stomach to tolerate others.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, both sides have their own ideals. That's why they fight for their country or their ideal. But once one side wins, they will revenge on the other side, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's since time immemorial.
Yes.
Every time after the war, it's like that.
Yes, Master.
Yes. Even in America, just January 6th, they going on now and imprison hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And still wanted to impeach President Trump or doing many other things to him. And still continue investigating for what? Always telling the same things, same petty small things. This is not even worth to remember.
Right.
If it was truly an insurgency, it was truly a coup, more people would have died.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Not just die by accident or natural death, like the way they have investigated.
Yes.
If it's truly a coup, they would have brought more weapons.
Yeah, it's
would
true.
Would clash more with the police. They were all empty-handed.
Right.
So they keep putting label on that, January 6th, and put that on Trump so that they can continue to downgrade him. Because they fear him, I think. Not just hate, but fear.
Yes.
So scared of him because on his media account, he has 88 million followers.
Right. People love him.
Yeah, people loved him before, and they still do.
For sure.
Yeah, they still do. So Biden, he just ordered the withdrawal and lengthened the time. Past the promised time. Okay?
Yeah, right.
And then doesn't sign any conditions with the Taliban. Just leaves it all open. So the Taliban doesn't have to keep the promise with Trump. You see, it's a different president.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so they just did what they want, and they were so fast, more than anybody can imagine, they just took over the whole country, almost now. And they're already in the presidential palace, and the president of Afghanistan already fled the country.
Oh.
And many people fled the country. The Afghan troops also fled the country. And the journalists and the interpreters and all the people who work for the American before, they were hiding. They say, I'm dying, I'm going to die.
Oh.
They were very scared.
Oh, no.
Just do anything without any precondition or not looking over your shoulder, nothing like that. This is really, truly inviting people to kill the Americans and other people who are related. This is really very sad, and I'm really worried for these people also, you know.
Yes,
imagine
Master.
If it's you, huh?
Yes.
Suddenly you are without protection.
Right.
Without job, without protection, and facing the so-called enemies. My God, who wouldn't be scared, huh?
Yeah.
It's not just them, but their families and friends and all the, you know, acquaintances to go with it.
Hmm.
In the last couple of months, we noticed two interpreters being killed.
In hiding and desperate, this former interpreter and his family begged to be moved to the UK. He says a year spent working with British forces in Afghanistan means a lifetime of fear from the Taliban.
In the coming months, Taliban will get me. So as soon as possible, they will find me, they will slay me, so they will slaughter and beheaded me and my family.
You look very frightened.
Exactly. Too much stress. It is not easy for a person to work a lot with international organization, having more than 10 years experience of working with international, and now no one of them helped me. I'm thinking about my future, my daughters. What will happen to them if they kill me, two daughters without mother?
The name of interpreter is very bad in Afghanistan. People hate, especially those they know that I work for British forces, for coalition forces. They will take their revenge. So they will kill us, they will cut our heads. Because of my past background, because of my past service with British forces.
So that was a real fellow. I think it's okay if they blame Biden, huh?
Yes,
it's
understand.
It's a very unwise policy.
Right.
Yeah. They don't concentrate on the right thing, that's why. They concentrate on revenge, that's why.
Oh.
And that is bad also, because people who think they are very small-minded, petty.
True.
And on one side they keep saying, oh, unify America, I'm for all Americans. But on the other side they're hunting the so-called enemies. We don't exist. Their enemies don't exist. They are the enemy. They make the enemy.
Yeah.
It's not just to blame the president or government alone. It's the people's karma.
Yeah.
And people's habits and people's way of life. They don't change. They don't see further in the future. They just see very nearby. And even to be vegan, how difficult can that be, huh?
Yes, it's so simple.
How difficult can that be? They have nothing to lose, but they don't do it. Well, many are doing it now, but still it's better to come from the government, you know?
Yes, yes.
They make many laws which are not necessary and harmful, like the proposal or something that anybody can go into any shop and steal things that they can sign into law. But to sign into law to make people vegan and ban all the meat, they don't do.
Right.
Because they themselves cannot put down that piece of meat for the country's sake, for the world's sake.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Just addictive.
Yeah.
Meat and all that, they cannot put down. That's why they cannot sign that into law up to now.
Yes.
Master, in a recent statement, the UN Secretary General blamed coal mining and fossil fuels, but not the livestock industry, as the main reason for the damaging effect of global warming. Why would he address CO2 and not methane as the most harmful cause, despite all the scientific evidence?
Yeah, I was very disappointed that the great Secretary General of the UN, Prabowo, talk about that. He blamed it on the industry and coal mines and all that stuff. These are not the main cause of our global warming. I mean, it is one of the factors, but smaller, and still have time to deal with, not the methane. Methane from animals is the number one driving force of the global warming. Everybody knows that, and he should know that, but he ignored it just so that he can enjoy meat and wine continue like before. Shameless, you know, really shameless. I have no more respect for these kind of leaders anymore. I'm so disappointed and so hurt because they're hurting people.
Yes.
They don't tell the truth. They don't support the truth. They're hurting people. They're harming the planet. They are the ones to be blamed, not the industry people, not the coal miners who are poor, who risk their lives to go deep into the earth to dig out something for a living. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Of course, coal mining and coal and diesel and all that are not very good for the air. But they are not a killer like methane gas.
Right.
And methane gas came from animal industry.
Yes.
Maybe they could not put down a piece of meat and or whatever, bloody animals from their mouth. Or they took bribes, you know, from the animals industry. I don't know which case, or maybe both. Okay? Otherwise, I can't explain why. Why? For the sake of the safety of the world, for the sake of all the children and all the humans on this planet, why could not they even mention that meat, animal industry, is the cause of methane production? And methane is the number one driving force for the climate change, for heating up our planet and destroying our world. Right. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
So I had my suspicion. I think both. Maybe it cannot put out that piece of animal product, the bleeding animal meat, or taking bribes, or took bribes from the meat and animal industry, that's why.
Yes.
Yes.
Marvelous viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled People Need True, Strong, and Wise Leaders, Part 1 of 3, On Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the divine light make your days blissful and bright.
Vegan, because we don't even want to pick on our own size.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.